Summer is a time for students around Colorado to take a break from their books and from the classroom. But for some, that also means taking a break from regular meals. Schools provide breakfast and lunch for many children whose families are food insecure. But what happens when school's out for summer? KGNU's Sarah Dalgleish reports on one local school district's efforts to combat summer hunger.
In 2018, nearly 20% of students in Boulder Valley School District qualified for free and reduced lunches. Their need for food doesn't go away in the summer, but getting them meals can be challenging when school is out of session. BVSD has a summer food program that provides kids with breakfast and lunch during the week to help fill this need. Carolyn Villa, District Manager for Boulder Valley Food Services, explains how it works.
We have various summer school sites around the district, and so we just set up to feed those kids during the summer. In certain places, the poverty level is higher, and so in those locations, we can feed any kids 18 and under. And then there are others where it's closed. It's only for the kids who are having summer school.
Laura Smith, the Programs and Grants Coordinator for BVSD Food Services, discusses some of the misconceptions around food insecurity in Boulder and explains why this program is so necessary.
Food insecurity is a much larger issue than a lot of people are either willing to admit to or are aware of in our community. 1 in 6 children are food insecure in our country, and so what that means for our schools is that there's a large chunk of our student population who doesn't have enough food on the table. So they depend on what's going on at school in order to feed them. There's certain students that will eat 3 meals a day at their schools because that's where they can get that nutritious food. That's where they can get those important food calories. We have 6,500 students on free and reduced lunch, but the cost of living in our community also means that there's a large gap between those students that qualify for federal programs and those students who are actually able to afford the food that they need for the entire day. So programs like the open summer feeding sites, the 5 locations in those pockets of poverty that Carolyn mentioned, means that we can reach more of those students who need a little bit of extra support.
The school district has been partnering with Chef Ann Cooper, who is the current director of food services for BVSD, for the past 10 years as part of a program called the School Food Project. The program works towards making school lunches more nutritious and incorporates locally sourced food as much as possible. Chef Ann Cooper explains that improving school lunches is absolutely necessary.
Hungry kids can't learn, malnourished kids can't think. If we want our kids to be able to excel to the best of their abilities, physically, academically, socially, and emotionally, they have to be well fed. 95% of what we serve is made from scratch. We have a priority on local procurement. We have no high fructose corn syrup, no added trans fats, no colors, no dyes, no hormones, no antibiotics. We serve organic milk. We have salad bars in every school. We really, really work hard to feed kids the healthiest food possible. And the reason why is, of the children born in the year 2000, 1 out of every 3 Caucasians and 1 out of every 2 African Americans and Hispanics may have diabetes in their lifetime. And it's the first generation in our country's history that may die at a younger age than their parents because of what they eat. And further to that, many adult diseases have now become pediatric illnesses, high blood pressure, heart disease. We're seeing that in kids now, so we really have to turn around what kids eat.
And while the menus are healthy, they're still kid-friendly. Evidence of this is clear in a bustling cafeteria at Alicia Sanchez International School in Lafayette, where kids are enjoying pizza and a salad bar as part of the first week of the summer food program. When asked what their favorite school lunch is, everyone has an answer.
The burger with the meat.
The mullet.
The pork sandwiches.
Nachos.
Today's lunch is definitely a crowd favorite.
My favorite school lunch is probably just pizza right now.
My favorite school lunch is pizza.
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 Mine is pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza.
Cheese pizza.
Everyone in the project has the same goal for the future, to feed as many kids as possible. This year, the Summer Food Project has opened its first community location at Lamont Doe's Park in Lafayette. Villa hopes this is part of an expansion that will continue in coming years.
That area of Lafayette is a pocket of poverty, and so I would really like it if we had 50 to 100 kids out there every day eating lunch. There's a lot of really good word of mouth going around and a lot of support from the city of Lafayette, so I'm hopeful we'll get there.
Smith hopes the community sites, which are open to all kids under 18, can expand past Lafayette.
We would love to see the opportunity able to happen in other communities. I mean, Lafayette is definitely a key focus area, but there's pockets of poverty within Boulder. There's areas that qualify per the federal guidelines for these open feeding sites, and so we'd love to be able to kind of take this as our pilot year and expand to other communities in future years so that we can really reach all of those students who need the support.
So far, the efforts of the Summer Food Program and the School Food Project are a success.
I like my lunch. My lunch is awesome.
For KGNU, I'm Sarah Dalglish.